arrested yet? Or? Yeah. I wonder if there's a way to hook up like a microphone to one of these, all this technology or what?
Yeah.
I'll ask in the office what's the story. Okay. Oh, by the way, what's the story Monday, Labor Day? It's a regular schedule? Different schedule? Anybody know? But she was a regular schedule.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine, so let's start the Gemara. So maybe just by way of preface to the Gemara.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Literally 30 seconds. Guys, I did this with the shoes of Rav Shulman. I hope it's okay. I didn't just barge in. Next week we're going Shabbos, Camp Romamu. It's a tremendous experience. Last year was very special. Rabbi Blass likes to say, the guys who missed out last year missed out. We don't want anyone missing out. It's a tremendous opportunity for the yeshiva, a tremendous opportunity of growth. $25 for the Shabbos, $25 for busing, yu.edu/yunite, N-I-T-E. Please sign up now. I have to give the numbers to the camp. We're having it next week. Tremendous Shiurei Torah, panels, opportunities for spiritual growth. There's also open game rooms, sports. We're going up to the mountains. It's a tremendous opportunity. I don't want anyone missing out. Please, everyone join. Tried to keep it short and sweet.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, I wanted to go also, but I can't leave the shul on the first night of Slichas. But otherwise I would have gone. It's probably very nice. Yeah, so let's just preface the Gemara Daf Mem Daled. The Gemara over there has a Machlekes in the Mishnah, Machlekes Tanoim. Rabbi Gamliel holds that this Birchas Hamozon on all Shivas Haminim. If you ate Tanovim, Ta'enim, Rimoinim, so Rabbi Gamliel says, "Mivarech Acharim Shalosh Brachos." You bench after Shivas Haminim, and Chacham say no. Chacham say only Bracha Achas Min Shalosh. You make an Alamichya Alapeiros, but there's no Birchas Hamozon. Birchas Hamozon is only after bread. So the Gemara says the first wide line and Daf Mem Daled and Aleph. Zot the Gemara my time with Rabbi Gamliel. Tchsev Eretz Chita V'Seira. Uksev Eretz Shalib Miskenes Teichel Bolechem. So in the pasuk of Yachalta v'Savata v'Rachta, what comes before is Eretz Chita v'Sarei v'Gefim v'Tein Avrima in Shivas Haminim, and then it says Eretz Hashalei v'Miskenes Teichel Balechem, which is a reference to Lechem, and then it says Yachalta v'Savata v'Rachta. So apparently there's a din of Yachalta v'Savata v'Rachta. Gamliel understood that Yachalta v'Savata v'Rachta is going back on Shivas, not only on bread, but it's going back also on Shivas Haminim. And Meila, there's the mitzvah of Yachalta v'Savata v'Rachta, which is the mitzvah of Birchas Hamozon. Is an all Shivas Haminim. Rabbanon, what do they say? Eretz Hifsekenyan. Since it says between Eretz Chitosar Gefen Tein Avimain and V'Yachalta V'Savoto, it says again Eretz Shalom Miskenes Teichel Balechem. So that Eretz Shalom Miskenes Teichel Balechem is a Hefsek, and it's Mafsek between the Shivas Haminim and V'Yachalta V'Savoto V'Rachta, and therefore V'Yachalta V'Savoto V'Rachta is only going back on Lechem. It's not going back on Shivas Haminim. So the Machlekes Yishayim, how to understand this Gemara? Shitas Rambam is that in Parches of Brochas Halacha Yud Beis is that Brocha Achas Men Sholosh Tak only the Rabbanon. Eretz Hifsek Inyan means, it's the Poshup Shavling Gemara. Eretz Hifsek Inyan means that the mitzvah, the rice of Echalta V'Savoto V'Rachta is only going on Lechem. And the Brocha Achas Men Sholosh that you say on Shivas Haminim is only a Din D'Rabbanan, it's only a Medivrei Sofrim. And therefore the Rambam writes that if you have a Sofek, whether or not you said Brocha Achas Men Sholosh, then you don't have to say it again. You have a Sofek, whether you benched on bread, you have to bench again, because that's a Sveka D'Raisa. But if you have a Sofek, whether or not you had some grapes, or you have a suffix, whether or not you said the Brocha Achas Min Sholosh on grapes, you don't have to go back, you don't have to say it again, because it's a Sveka D'Rabbanan, if it's Sveka D'Rabbanan, it's Lekula. That's the Rama. In the Tur, in Aruch Chaim, Siman Reish Tes, rings, their hashba, and then it's the same thing says in the Ritva, that, and he brings the two ones to Medayik, also in the Rosh, that no, that bracha achas min sholos is a din derais. Because v'yachalta v'savot v'rachta is taka going back on Eretz Shechita Sarah Gefen Tein Avrimon. I, the Gemara, says Eretz Yipsikinyan. So the Rashba speaks out. The Rosh doesn't say, but the Rashba speaks out that Eretz Yipsikinyan just means that Eretz Yipsikinyan tells me that you say more brachas on bread than on Shivas Aminim. On Shivas Aminim, it's enough to say one bracha. And on bread, you say three brachas, which is some only in a smachta, because all three brachas is only a dindar abanim. When a Torah, you have to say, maybe you have to mention Bris and Torah and Oretz, but you don't. The fact that we have three separate brachas, Shayim say, is only a dindar abanim. So fine, so it's an asmachta. The Eretz Yipsikinyan is an asmachta. But akapana, it's an asmachta to the fact that we're mechalic, how elaborate is the benching on bread versus how elaborate the benching is on Shivas Aminim. That Eretz Yipsikinyan doesn't mean that the mitzvah is not going back on Shivas Aminim at all. Avada, it's going back on Shivas Aminim too. But the Torah is alluding, by having this hefzik, Eretz Yipsikinyan, the Torah is alluding to the fact that there's a more elaborate benching for bread than you have on Shivas Aminim. But nonetheless, the mitzvah, and again, that distinction itself is only a Rabbanadikah distinction, and so the distinction itself of Eretz Yipsikinyan will be an Asmachadikah distinction. But Kapanim, the Lekufa Inyan, the Shitas HaRashba, the Ritva, the Rosh, the Tuz Medayik in the Rosh, maybe some Luchach in the Rosh, but the Shitas to himself, is that Baruch HaAchas Mein Sholosh is Deirais, not like the Rambam. The Meshulchan Aruch Basin is like the Rambam. So the Torah says, brings your eye from Agamar. We'll see, we're going to go through the Gemara inside, but just to know, the Torah brings your eye from Agamar, because it says in Agamar, when the Gemara is looking for the Mokka for Bracha Rishayna. So the Gemara starts with the Kodesh Yilum Hashem. The Gemara says, well, that's only Kerem. How do you know other things? The Gemara says, well, you learn a Matzad from Kerem Vekamo. The Gemara says, no, there's a Tzad Mizbeah. So the Gemara says, yeah, you're Yolof Lemeshivis Haminim. That by Shivas Haminim, and then because it's only Lefal Achav, Lefal Haminayim, so the Gemara says, it's Kavachayim. But at Kapanim, it says in the Gemara that Yolof Lemeshivis Haminim. Where does it say by Shivas Haminim, Baruch Achayim? In the Pasuk of Yachalta V'Savata V'Rachta. So it says in the Gemara that v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta is going on Shivas Haminim. So that's like the sheet of the Rash, but the Ritva, the Rosh, the Tor. That Shivas Haminim is mechayev in v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta. So what's the Rambam going to do with the Gemara? Yeah, we're going to get ahead of ourselves, but just as we're going to see more in the nitty gritty when we get to the Gemara. But what's the Rambam going to do with the Gemara? Says the Goyin over there in Reish Tes, says the Goyin, the Rambam will have to learn that it's also an asmachta. Gemara means on the whole thing anyway is in the Maskanas Gemara, anyway only in Asmachta. Taisa says the Maskanas Gemara anyway, all these Pesukim are in Asmachta. And Taisa says the Kavachimer is altogether only the Rabbanan, it's not a Kavachimer Gomer. So there are things in that Gemara that are not really deraisa level. So one of the things that's not deraisa level is this Yolof Lemeshivas Haminim. That Shivas Haminim, there's a din with on a level of an Asmachta, we say V'achalta V'savot V'achta and Shivas Haminim as well. So that's what the Goyin says, the Rambam will have to answer in Agamar. And forget, the Goyin says that there's a stickler right to the Rambam from Agamar also, because the Gemara starts out by saying that we learn it out from Kerem Vakama. And then the Gemara gets to Shivas Amina, but it starts with Kerem Vakama. Says the Goyin, what do you mean Kama? What's Kama? Kama is V'chalta V'sot V'rachta, B'lechem. V'chalta V'sot V'rachta is going to all the Shivas Amina. Like, why is this there? In the Gemara itself, you have this intermediate step. That we go Kerem, which is Kodesh Yilum Hashem, then we say, well, that's not enough. So we're going to learn that from Kama. Kama means Lechem. So what's Lechem? V'yachalta v'savata v'rachta. And then we say, no, but this is Tzad Mizbeach. So then we finally get to Shivas Aminim. Why is there an intermediate step of Kama and then Shivas Aminim? It's one pasuk, V'yachalta v'savata v'rachta, and it's going back on all Shivas Aminim. Says the Goyin, it's talking Meduyik, that the pasuk is going more on Lechem than it's going on Shivas Aminim. So that's stickler right to the Rambam. The M is the ikab shat and pasuk that is going on lechem. On the level of asmach, that's also going on Shivas Haminim. So therefore, the Gemara goes first to Kama, because that's the M is of shat and pasuk, and then the Gemara goes to to Shivas Haminim. Anyway, we'll see. We'll see later when we get to the Chesed Asugya. But just to know, there's a machlekes yishayim whether bracha achrayin and Shivas Haminim. Stam in machlekes yisaidistik machlekes is bracha achas mein shalosh the raisa or the rabbanon. The Gemara says Eretz Yipsikinyan. What does that mean? The Rambam understands it to mean Eretz Yipsikinyan means Kipshutoy, that V'yachalta V'savata V'rachta is only on Lechem, not on Shivas Haminim. And the Rashba, the Ritva, they understand that V'yachalta V'savata V'rachta is going on Shivas Haminim too. Eretz Yipsikinyan just means that you say more brachas on Lechem than on Shivas Haminim. On lechem you say three brachas, because a Muslim is three brachas, and on shiva shaminim you only say bracha achas me'ein shalosh. Okay, so zot gemar minani mili. So Gemara wants to know, how do we know this halacha? What's the source for this halacha that we're mevorchan ala peiros? So Gemara brings a brisa. The Tana Rabbanan kodesh shilul Hashem melamed shilul bracha lefnei melacherei. Can Omer Rabbi Kiva osel adam shiitum kum kaidim sheyivarech? Can I make a bracha? Maybe not bracha tada meir melachim shkolim bracha. Yeah. What Rabbi Kiva is exactly being meisif? Mirrei said, "Milamet shetunim bracha lefnei amacharei." Mikan om Rabbi Kiva. What's Rabbi Kiva meisif more than what the Tanakhama said? Also, l'adam shetun kum chaydim shevarach. So I think it says in Reinayim from the Goyin that it's coming to tell me that even a mashu klum, that's the hadgash Rabbi Kiva. Also, l'adam shetun klum, even a little bit. So the Ritva right away says what do they call the Ritva in here?
The Rishani.
Why? Yeah, I didn't. I'm curious what's the story. Could they leave the Rishani? Shittas or Haram Ashbili. Oh, this, I hear what's going on. It's not that they call the Ritva Likud Rishayim. They decided for some reason, I have no idea what this is, you know, that it's not the Ritva, it's Haram Ashbili. And Mustama, this Shittas or Haram Ashbili is duplicated, or is copied from a sefer called Likud Rishayim that has different things, including the Sefer Mashbili and other things. So that's the shot. And there's a Sefer somewhere called Likud Rishayim, and they just photographed the Likud Rishayim. They photographed the Shita Sefer Mashbili. Fine. So in the Kibbutz is Sefer Mashbili, and in the Meisar HaBuk is the Ritva. So I don't know what the arguments are. Doesn't really make a difference to us. Zolzai called Sefer Mashbili. You know the theory that Shakespeare's plays weren't written by Shakespeare, they were written by somebody else with the same name? Yeah.
I think Yishan showed me that it said in the front that the Rav Amram Shvili, I think, is Rav Ritva's father, but there's a whole machlokas, some people call this the Shita Mikabetta, some people call this a few different things over the ages. Some of the cook called it the Ritva, but they didn't want to enter the argument, so they just called it this.
Uh-huh. And this Rav Amram Shvili was the Ritva's father. What? Okay. Okay, so I don't know what to call him. We'll call him the Ritva because it's not up to the Ritva. But, so the Ritva says, by the way, the beginning of the Sugya, Minon Emili. Pirish, Vadi la'achov de nokad lav dafgod. Even though the Bryce is lefonov, the Minay, Milamid shetun and bracha lefneim ul'achareim. So Ritva says, the achareim is lav dafgod. The echidomi, Ida shivis haminim, if it's Shivas, what bracha achrayna over here are we talking about? Bracha achrayna and Shivas Aminim says the Ritva. We know from Yachalta v'Savato v'Rachta. It sounds like the Rashba that Yachalta v'Savato v'Rachta is going in all Shivas Aminim. We don't say Eretz Yisrael. The Sharminim. And if he's talking about other minim outside of Shivas HaMinim, la'achra v'loy klum, you don't have to say anything. Ve'afilu amad d'omer shah minim v'baruch l'achrei and b'ri nefoshes rabbis, rishusu k'nu muchuch b'gemar l'kamon, elevare k'na minum. So he says like this. He says, Manashach, what bracha are we talking about? Bracha achrayinu v'bracha achas men shalosh. That's Bracha achas mein shalosh. That's when we achalta b'sevot erachta. I don't need kaddish lulam Hashem. Elam, I were talking about burning nefashas rabbis. What you say on other things, on a chocolate bar, you make a burning nefashas rabbis. So he says, first of all, on other things, you don't have to make any bracha chayim. And even the madama that you do, but it's only your rishus. So it's not so clear to me what he wants. I don't know. Someone needs some research. In the Gemara itself, there's a machlekes and bendalin and mevez. On what things do you make a burning nefashas rabbis? It says like this. Mimtalin Mubez. On the very top. Omer Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Al Habeyo Val Mine Kufra. On eggs and on birds and meat. Mitchilim Vorach Shakal. Lul Vasayf Bari Nefoshes Rabbis. Aval Yarkaloi. But vegetables you don't have to make any Brachachain. Rav Yitzchak Omer Afilu Yarka. Even on vegetables you have to make a Bari Nefoshes. Aval mayaloi, but on water you don't have to make any bracha chayna. Rav Papa Omer Afilu Maya. And Rav Papa says, no, even on water you have to make a bari nefashos. Marzutra Oved Kerav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi. Marzutra did like Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi that he only made bari nefashos rabbis and beit beyovik kufro. Rav Shimi Barashi Oved Lekerav Yitzchak and Rav Shimi Barashi did like Rav Yitzchak that he made even on yerokis. We said, "Mona chad ketrei, betrei kechad." It's a mnemonic we had to remember. Omer of Ashi, Ano Zimna dechimad karno. When I remember, Avitna kikulo that I'm machmer, even like all of them, even like our papa to make a burn of foshes and everything. So when I remember, apparently didn't always remember, but when I remember, I make a burn of foshes and everything. And I says that's the halacha. So there is a machlekes of your machlekes amiroim on which things you make a burn of foshes rabbis, but there's no man d'omer you don't make a burn that you don't make a burn of foshes rabbis on anything. I'm not sure what the Ritva means when he says la'achav alei klum. Hagam, the lashon of the Mishnah in a few places is la'achav alei klum. It's a lashon of Mishnah. The Mishnah itself never mentions bari nefashos rabbis. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah has a lashon that, I forget what the Mishnah is. I seem to remember, I haven't seen in a long time, that the Mishnah has a lashon la'achav alei klum.
I'm not in Zayin Amud Aleph, the lashon comes up, but it's not in Mishnah.
Not in the Mishnah. Where is it?
I'm in Zayin Amud Aleph. The Hatan, it's a brace of 8-9 lines from the bottom. The Hatan, it's a brace of 8-9 lines from the I think it's referencing an earlier brace, so it'd be on the omen.
Hatan, it's a brace of 8-9 lines from the bottom. This is a clock, kosher, mishivis, and minim, lila, imer, shalish, brachas, chomay, brachach, and shalish. sefer. So Rashi says, "V'loy klum." It's a bottom of Lamed Zayin with Aleph. V'loy klum means bari nefoshes rabbis. You don't have to make the bruch of Peres Eretz Yisrael of Shivas Haminim of Baruch Achas Main Sholosh. You make a bari nefoshes rabbis. So there's no such thing as loy klum literally. I wonder what the Ritva says over there. So I don't know. So the truth is, I don't know what's pshat in this ritva. The ritva sounds like there's a manda omer. You don't have to make a bar in the first rabbis at all. Only on shivas haminim you have to make a bracha chayin. And there's even so I don't see such a manda omer. I see a manda omer. You don't have to make a bar in the first rabbis on everything. But on beya v'kufra, al kol apachas on beya v'kufra, on eggs and meat that are more substantial, you have to make a bar in the first rabbis. That's number one. It's a layer there. But then the ritva has another chiddush. The Ritva has another chiddush that even if you do have to make a bari nefoshes rabbis, but he says it's only a rishus, and he says it's mashma that way in the Gemara. So where do you see in the Gemara that bari nefoshes rabbis is a rishus? That Gemara daf chayim is the Gemara daf mandalim that we just read mandalim and base. Where does it say in this Gemara that bari nefoshes is a rishus? So I thought the pshat is, what do you say? Well, like, you see an indication in the Gemara that bari nefoshes is a rishus.
The lashon of Ravashi is when I remember.
Right. What kind of lashon is that? Ravashi, when I remember, I make a bari nefoshes rabbis. That's, you know, it's like somebody says, you know, when I remember, I make a bracha rishon. When I remember, I make a bari nefoshes rabbis. Like, what is that? Well, as a kid in high school, if you have to make a bari nefoshes rabbis, so you make a bari nefoshes rabbis. So maybe the Ritva saw in that Lashon of Ravashi that it's not only a Rishus. So Ravashi said, sometimes when I'm in the mood, I make a bari nefoshes rabbis, but it's only a Rishus. Yeah.
But it sounds like he's only talking about things like water as per Tava.
I hear. You could say the Pshat and Ravashi is no Yom Me'ikir Adin, he held like a Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, or like a Yitzchak. That it's only on Beitz of a Kufra, or at least only on or Beitz of a Kufra and Yerokos, and not on water. He didn't hold like a papa even on water. But he said, but sometimes I'm machmir even like a papa to make a bar nefoshes on water. Yeah, in a chanam, chor dak bipshat. I know. Why is this the Ritva learn not the way? The Ritva learn in the Gemara that the whole thing is a rishus. So Ravashi said, so therefore, b'tzaisi marach, b'tzaisi mekase. I have a kasha from the Hemshu of the Gemara, because the Gemara goes on and says, Tanan. Anything that needs a bracha la'achrayna needs a bracha rishayna, but some things need a bracha rishayna, but they don't need a bracha achrayna. So the Gemara says, "Bishlamar v'itzik baravdimi," it means yirokes need a bracha rishayna, they don't need a bracha achrayna. And le'rav Yitzchok, it's la'pukei mayo. But according to our papa, even water needs a bracha nefasha. So what things need a bracha rishayna don't need a bracha achayna? Everything in the world that needs a bracha rishayna also needs a bracha achayna. So the Gemara answers that it's talking about the end of the Gemara, it's talking about birchas harech. Birchas harech is there's no bracha achayna, birchas harech. If bracha achayna is only a shus, what's the kasha? Ta'un means the chil. So there are things that need a bracha rishayna. Anything that's not from Shiva Sanina, meaning it needs a bracha rishayna. It doesn't need a bracha rishayna. If you want it, you could. It's a reshus, but it doesn't need it. Chorfin and words help us with that it's not a reshus, that it's a chiyuv. So I don't know what's pshat in this, what's exactly pshat in this Ritva. Nonetheless, the Ritva learns that bracha rishayna, it does state in the Ritva, it says in the Ritva a tremendous kiddush din, that the Ritva held that bracha, that bari nefoshes is a reshus. It's the idea to bear in mind. The Ritva holds, or his father, or that bari nefoshes is a reshus. So, so Meili says, what's pshat in Hagemara? Kledi shalom l'shem, alam shalom bracha l'fneim l'achareim. Same lashon to'unim, actually. To'unim. And these are bracha l'fonu v'lachem. He says, what's bracha l'achem? Manushach. Shivas Aminim, is Vechalta Vesavata Rachta? We don't need Kaddish Lum Lashem, that says Vechalta Vesavata Rachta is going in Shivas Aminim. Anything beyond Shivas Aminim, Bayer Nefashas, so that's, it's only a Shus altogether. Even if you have to, it's only a Shus. So Meili says, Al Kochach, that is Lav Dafka, and the whole drosh of Kaddish Lum Lashem is only going on Brocha Rishoyna, not Brocha Chayna, and the Bryce that says Lachayim is Lav Dafka. So Gemara then continues. So Gemara says the Kodesh Shalom Hashem, it's all used up. I need one pasuk to tell me the din of chilul neter avoyin. Torah never says they can be chalul neter avoyin. So I need a pasuk that you can be chalul neter avoyin. That's one Kodesh Shalom Hashem. And the other hilul I need for the din of. I need it for the din that revoy only applies to kerem; it doesn't apply to other netiyas. Because the is kaidish hilulam Hashem, it's only on that which is a dover aton shir, only on yain. Soktemar, anichal amad toni net revoy, alamad dom tamar kerem revoy, ma'ikal amemras. If you hold net revoy and you take don't hold from this limitation of kerem revoy, and you think that revoy applies to all netiyas, so then one of the hilulam is available. So then you still used up both ilulims. So the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is Mashma, that we really thought that Hilulim is a double drasha, one for Bracha Lefanav and one for Bracha Lachav. But the Gemara says, no, but I've used up one of the Hilulim I've used up for sure. One of them for sure I used up for Achle v'Hadar Achle. And then the other Hilul is up for grabs. Depends, Netter v'Ay, Kerem v'Ay, is there Gzera Shava, is there not Gzera Shava? But Al Kaponim, so the Gemara answers, so the Gemara says, well, at least if you hold from Neter Avoy, or if you hold from Kerem Avoy, but you have Gzera Shava, so you have one Hilul, so even though I'm going to use it for Bracha L'Falachra, but I have to build a Kavach Chaimah that'll tell me Bracha L'Fana. Kitzer, it sounds like the Gemara is first now getting to the idea that I could use the one Hilul to tell me Bracha L'Achra, and then with the Kavach Chaimah to tell me Bracha L'Fana. But up until this point, I thought that I have the double Hilul to tell me Bracha L'Fana and Bracha L'Achra. But according to the Ritva, I was never looking for Bracha L'Achav. I was only looking for Bracha L'Fanav in the first place. So the Ritva himself speaks out. The Ritva himself says that the Gemara, this many times in Shas, that the Gemara always knew that we're only looking for one Hillel. And that we only need one Hillel. Bracha L'Achav doesn't need a Pasuk. And therefore, this Kaidah Shilum Hashem is not coming to tell me Bracha L'Fanav and Bracha L'Achav. Because Bracha L'Achav is, we know anyway from elsewhere. So we were anyway only looking for one hillel, and that one hillel will learn from Kaddish Shulam Hashem. And how will we know it's so much bracha lefanov? Because it'll be bracha achav and then kavachayim to bracha lefanov. Elaborate more in a second. So says the Ritva Nechrami, but the Gemara says it derech shakle v'tar. You know, it's happened many times in Shas. But the Gemara always knows what it wants to say. But it gets to what it wants to say, derech shakle v'tar. So the Gemara never really thought that. I'll read you the Ritva. Yeah, it's clear if you have a ritual, if you have a kaim, take a look inside. So it's in the second column. Chad mi boile, lam hey medal. Chad mi boile, it kolam rechmana achli the tushos of other achli. One of the psukkums used up already for achli of other achli. Zok the ritual. Pirish, hachaname av yisrilin bei kara, the chad minayu asir lahochi. The lebe dashim minayu ala chad. We always knew that one of the hilulims is used up. Because we were never looking for more than one hilul. We never were looking for more than brocha rishayna. We never had a havamina that this is really a double thing. But the Gemara wants to explain to me what do you do with the other hillels, so it explains that one of them is for Achle v'other Achle. In other words, it's not the Gemara thought that the Yidashin both hillels. The Gemara was anyway only looking for one hillel. But the Gemara said, the Gemara elaborates in order to explain to me, because an inquiring mind might want to know, well, what's with the other hillel? So it explains, Derech Shakle v'tayya, that one of the hillelim is for Achle v'other Achle. That's not even on the table. The one hillel that's on the table is the hillel of, a bracha is the hill that we want. That's the hill that we're going to learn out bracha chayim and then kavu chayim into bracha rishayim. So maybe it would be helpful to do is just to put the shakla v'tayya. It's a complicated shakla v'tayya. Maybe it's a good idea just to put a little bit on the board how the shakla v'tayya runs. Just to have a picture. How do I read this? Button somewhere? Like this. The Gemara says, I'm not going to put up on the board about the Achle v'Hodr Achle. The one that he lulums is for Achle v'Hodr Achle. That everybody agrees to. That's really the Gemara, you know, that's established right away at the beginning of the Sukkah. One hilulim is not on the table. That's for Achle v'Hodr Achle. We're only working with one hilul. So the Gemara says, there's two possibilities. One is Neter Avoy. That there's a dinner boy by all trees. There's another man Omar, the Kerem boy. But the dinner boy only applies to Kerem. So Omar says, if you hold from Netter boy, so that means we're not darshening this Einoy Mashir Lalayayin, that there's only dinner boy by Dovar Tahanshiro. So then the word Hilulim is available. So I'm not using it up to tell me the din of Yayin and Kerem and Shira. So it's available. If I hold from Netter Avoy, so then the word Hilulim is available to tell me Bracha. But the Gemara asks, this is later on in the Sukkah, I'm not going in the order of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, but still, we could ask this question. We could still ask, Tinuch the Bain Atil. I would only know trees. But how do you know that there's a din bracha rishayna on things that are not a Bain Atil, like busser and like meat and eggs and so on? So the Gemara says, it's a svar. Also, honest man, Elim has ever laid bracha. That's a dol netter avoy. What if you hold kerem avoy? So then, we may not have any psukim, because I need the posuk of hilulim to tell me the din of kerem avoy, that you only have a din avoy on a dovar toin shiur. So the Gemara says, well, that itself depends. If you dorish kal v'chaymer, dorish gzera shava. If you have this gzera shava, that there's another way to know that the dinner avoy only applies to kerem. So then, the din of hilulim. So then, hilulim is available. So then, iser. So then, it's miyuter. So then, I have hilulim. Then hilulim is good. Hilulim is miyuter. If you darsh there shava, then you have a pasuk of hilulim. But then here also hilulim is available. Yes, the Gemara. But that's only La'achov. Tinuch La'achov. The fun of Minayim. Gemara answers, Kal v'chaymer. Shusavei Mavarach, Shurov Le Kol Shavim. And the Gemara asks, ask Achon Kerem, but I'm only going to know Kerem. That there's a din bracha on Kerem. How do I know other things besides Kerem? Ashkan Kerem, where it says, well, there's a Mahatzad from Kama. From bread. And then the Gemara asks, but these things have a Tzad Mizbeach. So I'm only going to know things that have a Tzad Mizbeach. What about things that don't have a Tzad Mizbeach? Where answers, we learn out from Shiva Saminim. And the Gemara asks, Tinuch Debar Netiyah. And then the Gemara asks, Tinuch Shiva Saminim, that are Chayiv and Bikurim. The things that aren't Chayiv and Bikurim, how do you know that they have a Din Bracha? The answer is Asal Yohanes Menayil Mazeh Balei Bracha. So we come down to Asal Yohanes Menayil Mazeh Balei Bracha. And this is all if you dash in the Chaluk Gzera Shava. What if you don't dash in the Gzera Shava? So then I need the pasuk of Hilulim. Then I have no pasuk. The Hilulim is used up. There's no pasuk of Hilulim. So my answers. That's where I go. Stomach, the Gemara doesn't answer. Then you go directly also to the Svar. All roads lead to the Svar at the end, that it's also the Honest Menorah Mezebele Brocha, and places at the bottom of the Omid speaks out, and therefore the drosha of Kedesh Yilul Hashem is an Asmachta. Because really, at the end of the day, we're building on the Svar of also the Honest Menorah Mezebele Brocha. But there's different routes how we get to the Svar. The short routes are, the shortest route is if you hold from Kerem Avoy and you don't have the Gzera Shava, then you used up all the Hilulims for other halakas. So then you're left with nothing. There's no drosh of Hilulim at all. So if there's no drosh of Hilulim at all, what's put out in the Brisa? That's it. The Brisa is an Asmach. Then really, it's as far. Also, if you hold from Neter Avoy, it's a little bit a longer route. Hold from Neter Avoy, so then I have a pasuk of Hilulim that's available, but it's only for a Bar Netiyah. But it won't tell me things that aren't a Bar Netiyah. And by the tia, what? So the Gemara says it's a svar. And then if you hold Kerem Avoy and you dash in the Gezer Shavah, then you do have a pasuk of Ilulim. So then it goes more a longer route. You have the pasuk of Elulim, but it only, but it's only la'achav lefanim minayim. The Gemara answers Kal Chaimer. Then the Gemara says Ashkelon Kerem. The Gemara says Matzatim Kama. Sat Mizbeach. Shivas Haminim. And here also, I think there's a step you're missing. Here the Gemara recapitulates lefanim minayim. And the Gemara answers it's a Kal Chaimer. The Gemara goes over that step again. Okay, it's good to have references. Neshua raises a question. It's a basic question in the sugya. Neshua asks, it's mashma in the Gemara that until we get to the bottom line of the svaru, that we thought that it's a real drasha. The maskana Gemara is not a drasha, it's a svaru. Also, I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to busy, are they available? Is the pasuk muter, not muter? It sounds like the Gemara is taking the drasha seriously, not merely as an esmachta. And moreover, in Taisus and Meduyt, that way, because that bottom Taisus el esvar, also honest, also lanav she'ene. So Taisus v'kod the nosiv le'el esmachta be'alma. By Hagamari esvar mitchila the limud gomru. So first in Taisus, that up until the svar, the Gemara thinks it's a limud gomru. Taisus, I mean, asked the Taisua. How could it be a Havamina that it's a Lima Gomer? If it's a Lima Gomer, that means there's a Lima Gomer for Bracha Rishayna. How could that, which would mean that Bracha Rishayna is a Deraisa. So what's Shver? How could Bracha Rishayna be Deraisa? What's Shver and that Bracha Rishayna being Deraisa? What's the Araya that Bracha Rishayna is not Deraisa? Balkari, the Mishnah about Balkari. Taisus said Beferish. Taisus in the middle of the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about the Kavachimer, so Taisus speaks out Beferish. That there can't be a real Kavachimer, says Taisus, because if it be a real Kavachimer, if this is a valid Kavachimer, that would mean that, at least by bread, Baruch Hashem will be deraisa. Because Baruch Hashem is deraisa, and we're going to have a Kavachimer and that would mean that Hamaitzi is a deraisa. How could that be? A Balkar is not Mavarach Lefanu. So it's clear in Taisus that the Gemara knows. And Taisus says that's why when the Gemara says Kavachimer, it's not a Kavachimer Gomer. So it sounds like Taisus is saying that the Gemara Taka knows that the Gemara knows that the Baruch Hashem is only the Rabbanon. And when we introduced the Kavachimer, we didn't mean it so seriously. It's a Kavachimer, the Rabbanon, but it's not a real Kavachimer. So how do we understand the Gemara? If that's axiomatic, the Baruch Hashem is only the Rabbanon, then how can the Gemara think that it's a Lima Gomer?
No, it's not. It's talking about
Bracha. It's talking about this is part of the mission going on Brichas Kriyishma, and part of the mission is going on Brichas Hamazon. The mission talks about both, and the Gemara says Beferish. I mean, Taisus says it over here also. The Gemara says Beferish. The reason why by Brichas Hamazon the Balkari by Brichas Kriyishma there's no chilukul fun of an achav, but by Brichas Hamazon the mission says in Borach la'achav and not la'fano. It means he benches but doesn't say amaitzi. And the Gemara is beferish because Birchas Hamazon is deraisa and Hamaisi is derabbanan. And Taisus is mashma that the Gemara knows that here too. You know.
Is it possible that the Gemara is looking for a real limud for bracha achrona and the Rishona is only, you know, this derabbanan kavachomer? Because even the Ritva himself later seems to learn a limud gamor for bracha achrona.
Right, so chayyur the answer. The free Ritva grad, I think, is very smart. The Ritva says right away at the beginning of the sugya that we're not dashing both ilumim. We never meant to dash in both ilumim. We always knew that achlei v'hoder achlei, that one hilul is used up. So, and the Gemara says it derech shakla v'tari to explain to me what we do with the other hilul. But that the Gemara, the Ritva speaks out beferish that we know that one hilul over here is for something else. So from the very get go, we were only busy with the one hilul. And when you only have one hilul, is it going on the phone of a lachov? Lachov, the Mesa Beferish, Tinoch Achil, the phone of Minayan. The Gemara takes for granted that when you only have one hilul, we'll see later why that is, but the Gemara takes for granted that when you only have one hilul, we use it for lachov, not for the phone of. And how do we get the phone of? Only with the Kal V'Chaymer. And Taisa speaks out, and the Ritva also speaks out, that the Kal V'Chaymer is not a real Kal V'Chaymer. It's only an Asmachta Dika Kal V'Chaymer, the Rabbon Dika Kal V'Chaymer. So I think that's the answer. The pasuk itself of Yilula might be a deraisa, but it's a deraisa for bracha. The Gemara might have a salkadaitach. The Gemara could have had a salkadaitach that Yilulim is only for bracha achrona. But I'm sorry, the Gemara might have had a salkadaitach that Yilulim is a real drasha. But it's a real drasha for bracha achrona. It's not a real drasha for bracha rishona. Bracha rishona is a kavachomer that's piggybacking on a real drasha. But the Kal V'Chaymer itself is a Kal V'Chaymer derabbanan. So Bracha Rishona Kataka only is only a derabbanan. And that's what Taisus speaks out, that the Kal V'Chaymer, Taisus speaks out in the middle of the Sugya, that the Kal V'Chaymer is only a derabbanan, the Kal V'Chaymer. So mainly we're good. Valkeri is Taka only a derabbanan. Now Bracha Rishona is only a derabbanan. That's why Valkeri doesn't say Bracha Rishona. Because Bracha Rishona, even in the Saka Daitach of the Gemara, but Bracha, the Pasuk of Hilulim is only one Hilul. That's really that we're dashing. And that Hilul is a Bracha Rishona. Bracha Rishona is only a Kal V'Chaymer, and the Kal V'Chaymer is only a derabbanan.
The Ritva was stressing that Achra was locked up, and even Rabbi Akiva picked up on the fact that we're only stressing that the Iker, the fun of it is Adifa. So how can we now say that? I don't understand the Gemara stresses Achra, but...
No, the Ritva says that what we're looking for is Lefana. We're not looking for a Mokka for Lach. Because the Achra, we know from Yechalta V'Savotu V'Rachta. We're in the Foshas, anyway, only Rishos. So we're not looking for a Mokka for Lach. So what we're looking for is a Mokka for Lefana. But what is the Mokka for Lefanov? The Mokka for Lefanov, at the end of the day, is the Kal V'Chaymer, the Mokka for Lefanov. The Mokka for Lefanov is the Kal V'Chaymer. And the Kal V'Chaymer is the Shvach HaKal V'Chaymer. There is. There is a problem here in the Gemara, which is, when the Gemara, at this point in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Tinech L'cha'at L'achav L'fanov Minayim, by Hilulim, I think we're still Manda Makari Maboy and he dashes the Jerashava. So Hilulim is available. But Hilulim is available. One hill at least is available. But that one hill I'm gonna use for Brachala Akrov and how am I gonna know Brachala Fonim? And the Gemara answers Kal V'Chaymer. So the Gemara is saying that the Hilul that I'm using for Bracha, I apply to Bracha Achroina, not to Bracha Rishayna. Why do I apply for Bracha Achrona and not Bracha Rishona? Maybe the hill is for Bracha Rishona. Like, how do you know? Why does the Gemara take for granted that if we only have one hill, we're going to apply it to Bracha Achrona? Says the Ritva, because it says V'Yachalta V'Savotu V'Rachta. And I'm sorry, because it says V'Yachalta V'Savotu V'Rachta and Shivas Haminim. Eretz Chitim, sorry, V'Yachalta V'Savotu V'Rachta. Ask the Ritva. So then, why do I need two psukim? What, at this point in the Gemara, when the Gemara says, Tinach le'achrov, again, we're going on Terem Revoy, if you dash in the Gzeres Shava, so one hilul is available, but that one hilul is going to be for le'achrov, lefon of minayin, and we dash in the Kal V'Chaymer. We get a Kal V'Chaymer for Bracha Rishayna. But the pasuk itself of hilul is for Bracha Achroina and Kerem. Ask the Ritva, why do I need a pasuk of hilulim to tell me Bracha Achroina and Kerem? I know Bracha Achroina and Kerem, because Kerem is one of the Shivas Haminim, and it says Eretz Kita Sora Gefen Thein of Rimon, and it says Vechalta V'Savotu V'Rachto, and that tells me that there's a mitzvah to say a Bracha Achas Me'en Sholosh, Deraisa even, on Karen. So what's so Hillel, I don't need the pasuk of Hillel. So Hillel now is meyuter l'chayr to tell me bracha rishon. I don't need a kavach chaymer. If I only have one Hillel, even if I only have one Hillel, but I already know bracha achrayna on Karen from v'achalta v'sevot v'achto, so then the Hillel should be telling me bracha rishon, just from the fact that it's meyuter. So what does the Gemara have to come out there? Tinech achrol in front of Benayin, and where's the kavach chaymer? It's of course going on bracha rishon without the kavach chaymer, because bracha achrayna I already know from v'achalta v'sevot v'achto. So the Ritva answers two teyotzim. The Ritva answers two teyotzim. One answer he says, an interesting answer. He says that if I only knew from Eretz Kita Tzera get the Gefen Tzera Verimoyin, I would have said that that's only grapes. But I wouldn't know wine. Or maybe it's the other way around. Yeah, one I would use for grapes and one for wine. The Rashba says the same teretz, but in the opposite direction of the Ritva. I don't remember which one says which way.
Ritva says you would have thought only grapes.
Ritva says you would have thought only grapes. So I would have said Hillel is for wine. Hillel is for wine. Oh, just give me a second. Hillel is for wine. And then he says, so one second, so if Hillel is for wine and not for grapes, so then maybe it's for Lefana but not for Le'achel. So apparently he's saying it to Gili Milson. If I only had Eretz, she was Eretz Chitov, the Geffen Plain Arima, and I would have said Geffen is grapes. So Hillel tells me no, for wine too. But it's now Megala that Geffen means wine also. And Megala is going in Le'achel and not Lefana, but Lefana we get from Mekal V'chem. And then there's another Teretz. He says that La'ilam Ilchanami, it's not one is for grapes and one is for wine. But since the pasuk is not the etzim yuter, I need the pasuk of Hilulim tell me achli v'adar achli. But the double lashon is mirame is also the union of bracha. So then it doesn't bother me if I already know bracha from Eretz Chitaseir, if I already know bracha from the Shiva Seminim, because b'derech remez the Torah could tell me could be mirame something that I already know from somewhere else. So it's not miyuter. So if the Mishnah says tinech la'achov. Yeah, you have a pasuk of Hillel. It means bracha le'achov, the famous bracha le'achov of Yechalta v'savata v'achta. We already know it. Yes, the Torah's Meramis, do it again. It's not like a pasuk of Yutta. We need it for achli v'hadar achli fundamentally. It's the Lashon Rabbim of Hillulim is Meramis to the Indian of Yechalta v'savata v'achta. So therefore, I'm going to apply it to le'achov, the fun of Minayin, and we're going to dash in the Chalachim. Yeah, I'm sorry, we have to. Go ahead. Okay. Sure. Thank you, Shalom.
Thank you, Shalom. My name is Moshe Einstatter. I've been coming to Yisrael Chonin for scores of years, twice a year, before Yom Noroim and before Purim. We distribute money to poverty-stricken families in Eretz Yisrael, hundreds of families. The money is distributed before Yom Noroim and if afterwards, if necessary, to help them meet their needs. Rabbi Herschel Schachter is a personal friend of mine, and I'm leaving after the 2:30 minyan, but money that's given to him afterwards, if he has even a commitment, we'll lay out those funds in Eretz Yisrael. We distribute the money to hundreds of families, poverty-stricken families. And the reason I'm involved in this tzedakah is twofold. It's fairness. We look into the needs of these families, and as they vary from time to time, so the stipend that we give them varies. And to me, foremost is that there's no overhead. If you give a dollar, that dollar goes to the Eretz Yisrael. There's money that incurred, expenses incurred in getting me here, other expenses too, does not come from this money. It comes from other money that covers this. Every dollar you give goes to near Eretz Yisrael. It's a real tzedakah, and it's an honest tzedakah. You're like me, I guess, in some respects. Someone comes to the door and asks for money tzedakah for himself or institution. You ask, is it honest? And how much of it goes to where it's supposed to go? Here it is honest, and every dollar goes to where it's supposed to go. There's no overhead. Cash you can give me now, you can give me checks now too. Checks can be made out to my shul simply for tax purposes. We simply turn it over. We don't take anything. My shul's name is Congregation Torah Utafilah, and it can also be given through the computer, but I'm an oritz in that. I don't know Zell, I don't know what these things are. But it can be, there's a website and there are other ways of giving. And Rabbi Eitan Schnell makes arrangements for me in this, and he can tell you exactly how to transmit it through the computer. So I ask you, whatever you can do now, please do. Whatever you can do subsequently through friends and family, do that too. It's a really good tzedakah. It's an honest tzedakah. It's the reason I'm involved in this. Getting involved in this tzedakah is one of the best things that ever happened to me. It's big zechulish to give it to these people. So I ask you right now, can you hand it out from right and left? How are you?
How are you doing? How long are you in for? How long are you in for?
Until afternoon, tonight, before you turn to how do you find traffic?
Depends on when you drive. Nothing to ride over that.
Nothing to. When you go home, you have a place to park.
When I go home?
Yeah.
Yeah, park my house. I mean, my
house. Yeah, but I'm saying, where do you park? You know, you have a place in your home to park. You know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My daughter married a Fruchtan, but and she teaches there. There's no place to park.
Kind of
yeah, so Avram Fruchtan says it park where next to the hydro and not pay the ticket. Yes.
Started yesterday, so it was
second. Is this the first time you're giving it on brachas?
No, I said on brachas once before. I forget how many years ago. Maybe a dozen years ago.
Thank you. It's over to you. I give you a bracha, and you should always be on the giving end, and never have to be on the other end.
Amen. Take over.
The truth is, there's a strange thing here in the chakra retire. I want to zoom out a piece of the chakra retire. I want to bring out your nom.
In the ritva, though, a few things that we wouldn't have necessarily known from Shivas Haminim, that any derivatives of the Shivas Haminim would have also had a bracha achrona.
Right.
And how can you say at the beginning of the sugya that achrayim was lav dafka, because if it's Shivas Haminim, we already know bracha achareim. Maybe the Gemara was looking for a source for anything derived from Shivas Haminim.
Lulim is coming to tell me that there's a bracha achrona even on wine. Yeah, I don't know. So I want to just zoom in on
this part of the Gemara. So, what do we have over here? We have a pasuk of Hillel. One Hillel, it's available. And so the Gemara says, we want to use it for Bachur Yishayim. So the Gemara says, question, Tinech La'achram. Maybe the pasuk is for Bachur Yishayim. How do I know the fun of Yishayim? My answer is to Kala Chayim. Then the Gemara has some steps. Kama, now we're going to skip. Maybe we'll learn that with the matzah from Kama, but no, they have a tzad mizbeach. So we'll skip all of that. And the Gemara asks, the Gemara, we'll just start to have the question, Ashkechon Kerem, Shamina Minayin, answers from Shivas Haminim. Means we are called to the Sabbath. And then we're asked again, the fun of Minayin. I don't have to bother by that part. The fun of Minayin, Kamal Chaim. And then we're asks, that's Ashkecha in Shivas Haminim, that the Chayiv and Bikurim. But how do we know the Minim? And we go to the Svar. So now, why does the Gemara think at the very beginning, why does the Gemara think that if we have one Hillel, it'll be for La'achav and not for La'fon? So the Ritva says, because it says V'achalta V'savata V'rachta, and that's going on Shivas Haminim. So the Ritva learns that Tinech L'achal L'fonav Minayin means because L'achrov it says V'achalta. I know how to write this quickly. He says, L'achal because that's the din of Shivas Haminim. It says V'achalta V'savata V'rachta. So that's why I know that the pasuk of Hillel is La'achov. But I know the phone of Kal V'chaimer, Ashkechon Kerem, and then we come back to Shivas Haminim. Ask the Ritva. If I already know Shivas Haminim up here, so why don't I need a pasuk of Hillel? And as I just said, he says two answers. One is, I would have thought the pasuk's the grapes, that I need the pasuk of Hillel to Megala that it's even going on a wine. And then he has that answer is good, I think. So if you go with that answer, so it means like this. At this moment, we think Hillel is for wine. But that's only kerem, wine, alaminim, shivas haminim. So what's the difference between... The issue that I want to know is, if we already know shivas haminim up here, so why didn't we go straight to this step and learn out from shivas haminim? Like, why are we going with this intermediate steps, this kerem? And then we say, no, Kerem, but that's only Ashkechon Kerem. And then we bring in Shivas Haminim. But the Fili Ritva, when we said Tinech La'achov, we already knew the drosh of Shivas Haminim. So that's which is broader than just Kerem. So why do we have a step for Kerem and a step for Shivas Haminim? So the Fili, the first answer in the Ritva, that Kerem is wine and Shivas Haminim is grapes, so then it's not so, then it's okay. I mean, at least a little okay. The Gemara thinks that the Pasuk of Hillel is for wine, which is like a gili milso that v'chalta v'savata v'rachta includes wine. But that's la'achov, not l'fonov, because v'chalta v'savata is la'achov. It has to be b'derech gili milso. If it's mamish, a totally separate drasha. There's a drasha for grapes and another drasha for wine. So maybe wine maybe the drasha for wine is l'fonov, not la'achov. The Ritva himself is learning tinech la'achov because v'chalta v'savata v'rachta is la'achov. But that's grapes, we're talking about wine. I have to say, I would have had a havamina that v'achalta v'savata is only grapes and not wine. Hillel tells me that v'achalta v'savata v'rachta includes wine. It's still a modern Gemara. Gemara says, Tinech La'achov, which means
The Gemara thinks at this point we're going to use Hillel to be Megal and Rechalta B'Sivot, the Rachata that it includes wine, but the fun of Minayin Kavachayimir, and then we say Ashkach Kerem, and then we say Shiva Saminim. We always knew Shiva Saminim. Like Shiva Saminim was the predicate for the Tinach La'achim in the first place. And let's see the second Teretz in the Ritva, it's even more difficult. The other Teretz in the Ritva is that there's no distinction between grapes and wine. The Gemara just, so then he has a problem. I already know Shiva Saminim, so why do we need a Pasuk of Hillel? So he says, yeah, I don't need Hillel, but it's not a Krumi Yutter anyway. The main Pasuk is for Achli Vodar Achli. The plural of Hilulim is being merames that there's to the union of Bracha, and even though I already know the union of Bracha from Yechalti V'Savot V'Rachta, it's not called the Kroy Yisera. So that means when we say Tinech La'achav, why is there a Bracha La'achav? Because it says Yechalti V'Savot V'Rachta. So when we ask Tinech La'achav, what we mean is because there's a Pasuk of Yechalti V'Savot V'Rachta. So then why go through all this immediate, like why are we dashing in Hilulim at all? Like, what's anybody think? We're going to dash in Hilulim to tell me Brach HaChayna with the Kavachayna. And then we say, but that's only Kerem. What about other meaning? Well, it says V'chalta V'sovot V'rachta. We're working with V'chalta V'sovot V'rachta. So why did we think that, like, it's very strange to shop at the time in the Gemara. Just because the Bryce talked about Hilulim, so we have to work with Hilulim. But that doesn't get us too far because Ashkach and Kerem, Sharminim, Minayim. So then we have to bring in Shiva Saminim, which is already not like the Bryce. The Chalam is Akashar, it's not like the Bryce of Shiva Saminim, is that what it says in the Bryce? Well, at the end of the day, it's a Sora anyway. I don't know, there's a Kaishi here, the Fila Ritva. Like if we already know the Pasuk Vechalta Vesavata Vrachta that is going to Shiva Saminim, and that's the reason why we said Tinach La'achav, the way the Ritva explains. So then, how do we have here two steps? Tinach la'achav of Kerem, and then we have another step for Shiva Saminim. The Tinach la'achav is based on Shiva Saminim, so it's much in the Gemara. Now, Rashi and Tosis learn Tinach la'achav differently. Both Rashi and Tosis say, "What's the Gemara's kashya Tinach la'achav mitlefano minai? Why do we think that Hilulim? We have one Hilul. Why do we think it should go on la'achav and not lefanov? Maybe it's going on lefanov." So Rashi and Tosis both say. Ashkechon la'achav. Dr. Ashi, it's about even with the Gilyan Ashas. Ashkechon la'achav. Kira ashkechon bebichas ha-mozim dechsiv yachalte v'savot v'reachto. And Tais also says, Tinech la'achav, de'ikir brocha la'achav dechsiv yachalte v'savot v'reachto. Tais is a little bit more sosom. Rashi more mefurish, but Tais, I think, means the same thing as Rashi. Rashi is not like the Ritva. The Ritva learns Tinech la'achav means, why do I think it's going on la'achav and not la'fonu? Because there's a pasuk that Shiva Saminim, you make a bracha chayna, bracha achas mein sholosh, not a bracha rishayna. But Rashi says, the reason why we say tinech la'achav is because on bread, you say bichas hamozen la'achav. Bichas hamozen, doesn't say bracha achas mein sholosh, bichas hamozen. Because bread, you make a bichas hamozen la'achav, so if I have a pasuk of a hillel, I apply it to la'achav and not to la'fonav. What does bread have to do with the carob? Taisus elaborates. Because Iker Bracha, the main Bracha of Deraisa, is Bichas HaMozen. That's the model. That's the paradigm. And Bichas HaMozen is La'achrov. Because it says Bichalte V'Savot V'Rachto. So if Bichas HaMozen is La'achrov, so that's like a Binyan Av, that Bracha is La'achrov. So now I have a Pasuk of Hillel, I apply it to La'achrov and not to Lefanov. That's Rashi Pesach. It's not like the Ritva. Tinech La'achrov, because of the model of... It's very much Mashman Rashi. We're not going now with the drush of Shiva Saminim. We don't know yet the drush of Shiva Saminim. We just know that there's benching la'achrov. But just like this benching la'achrov, and now I have a hill for kerem la'achrov, so that's tinech la'achrov. So on the one hand, for Rashi and Taisus, it's much easier to understand why this Gemara is going in separate stages. At this stage in the Gemara, we don't know that there's a bracha achrayin and shivus haminim from v'chalta v'savot v'rachta. We just know about lechem. But lechem is like a binyan av. It's a model. It's a paradigm that brachos el achrov. So therefore, if I have a pasuk of hilul that I'm kerem, you make a bracha. Mislamas la'achrov l'vana minay kavachem. And ashkon kerem shaminim minay. And now we introduce shivas haminim that there's a bracha chayim for shivas haminim too. On the other hand, for your Rashi and Tosfos, there's a little bit of a tension here because. How does anyone understand the pasuk of Yehalta v'Sivon Derach? Is it going on bread or is it going on all Shiva Saminim? How do you understand the Gemara in Dachman Dal? Eretz Tzipzikinu. At the end of the day, is Yehalta v'Sivon Derach only on bread or is it going on all Shiva Saminim? Like Sishonim. The Torah says it's Machlek Sishonim. Well, what are Rashi and Tosfos hold? On the one hand, at this point in the Gemara, Tinach L'Achav, the Mashmah that they hold, that it's only going on bread. That's why we need Hillel for Bracha Chayna for Kerem. And the reason why we think it's la'achav and not la'fonav is because on bread you bench la'achav. So sounds like v'chalta v'sivot ha'racht is bread, not shiva sinim. We don't know yet about shiva sinim. And the other one, we come down to the end, and all of a sudden we introduce that there's a v'chalta v'sivot ha'racht and shiva sinim. Like, where did that come from? Like what changed? What our pshat and v'chalta v'sivot ha'racht changed? Up here we thought v'chalta v'sivot ha'racht is bread, and now we decided it's going on all shiva sinim. We feel the Ritva. Even up here, even at the top, when we say Tinach La'achav, we're referencing the Shiva Saminim. We know already that there's a Bracha Chayin and Shiva Saminim, and that's why we think that Hillel is La'achav, because Kerem is an instance of Shiva Saminim. I say, why do we need an extra pasuk? So maybe it's not an extra pasuk because it's only a remez, or maybe because one is grapes and one is wine, so I need a pasuk from the Megala that it's not only grapes, it applies to the wine too. But according to the Ritva, the Gemara, from the beginning to the end, Net always understood that v'yachalta v'sivot ha'racht is going on all shiva saminim. So again, it's hard to understand the Pilei Ritva why we need to go through all these intermediate steps. So go directly to shiva saminim. So what is that? That's not so clear. But nonetheless, that's clear in the Ritva that we never had a stage that we thought v'yachalta v'sivot ha'racht is limited to bread. And that's the Ritva because he goes with the Shita Sarashba. Like you said at the very beginning of the sugya, that v'yachalta v'sivot ha'racht is going on all shiva saminim. So we never needed a pasuk for bracha chayin. We only need a pasuk for bracha mishayin. That was the first ritva in the Gemara. On the other hand, Rashi and Tosfos mavur that at least in the beginning of the Gemara thinks like the Rambam that v'yachalta v'sivot ha'racht is only going on bread because eretz hifzakenyan. It's not going on shiva saminim. So then, what happens later in the sugya? All of a sudden, so what do we mean in the end of the sugya? We bring in shiva saminim. And this is related to the question of what the Rambam does with the Gemara about Shiva Saminim. The Rambam holds that Shiva Saminim is only the Rabbanu. What do you do with the Gemara? The Gemara says Shiva Saminim. Yolof Lomi Shiva Saminim. So the Goyin says that this is an Asmachta. When the Gemara says Yolof Lomi Shiva Saminim, the Gemara doesn't mean on a Dreis level, and an Asmachta level, because it's only an Asmachta. There's an Asmachta here for Bracha Chayin and Shiva Saminim. So maybe Rashi and Tosfos will say the same thing. Maybe Rashi and Tosfos will say that first thing was going on the direct is going, the real v'chalta v'sivot ha'racht is bread, but that's Megala and Hillel. But that's Talmud Kerem, Shami Neminayim. So then we say, well, if you go down to an Asmachta level, then we can learn from Shiva Saminim, because there's an Asmachta for v'chalta v'sivot ha'racht even for Shiva Saminim. The Michas Baruch in Simon Hay, has a beautiful Simon. I'm not assigning it because it's. He speaks to it's a very beautiful sefer in Michas Baruch. Chanush is a big fan of Michas Baruch. He calls him Mor de Shnei HaTalmudim, the master of Babi Yerushalmi. Anyway, Michas Baruch in Siman Hei, he talks to this Machlokes Rishonim. If Yachalta V'sivot ha'racht is going only on bread, is Eretz Yifzakenyan, or if it's going on all Shiva Saminim? And he talks about, and what do you do with Asugya? So that he wants to say that it's kilu tulashinus, it's like tulashinus. And in the Gemara itself, it's not a dover muskim whether or not you say eretz hifzakenyan. And that the Gemara at the beginning is going, when it says tinach, when it doesn't know about shiva saminim, and it thinks it's only bread, the Gemara is going that eretz hifzakenyan. And bracha chayna and shiva saminim is only the rabbanon. And then when the Gemara says yolof lemi shiva saminim, the Gemara is entertaining that maybe not, maybe we don't say eretz hifzakenyan. Gemara daf mevdalad is like the beginning of our Gemara. The Gemara that Mendalad says Eretz Yisikinyan is going like the top of our Gemara, that V'chalta V'sivot ha'racht is only going on bread. That's the stomach Gemara over there. And in our Gemara, it starts off like that, but then there was another tzad that maybe not. Maybe V'chalta V'sivot ha'racht is going on all Shiva Saminim. If it's going on all Shiva Saminim, so say three brachas, why only one? So he says, because maybe there's a difference for us, since we were not Kavei Suda on it, so they were Makatsuk the milk, and we want Bracha, not three, the Rabban Dikas for anyway, Brachas, the three Brachas are only Rabban, and one Bracha is good enough for the rice. The Kitzur, he wants to say that in the Hanami, there's a shift in the Gemara. The Gemara itself is not sure, Kilu. There's an uncertainty in the Gemara, to the shyness of the Gemara. What's the Pshat in the Echalte Besodot the Verachta? The Gemara initially thinks that it's only going on bread. And that's when we use the, that, and therefore we need the Pasuk of Hillel. And then the Gemara later introduces that Yolof Lom Yishivis Aminim, that maybe Taka Vechalta Besavot Erechta is going on all Shivis Aminim, not like the Gemara Dachmim Dal. He has a Revach from this, in the Gemara Dachmim Ahayim at base, we'll talk about that when we get it. He's Marviach in this, and the Gemara talks about the, why we don't bench on why. He's Marviach of Sakasha during the Gemara. That's how he did it. He says that it's Taka, it's in the Gemara, there's for sure a tension here in the Gemara. Feed the Ritva now. Well, feed the Ritva, Tinuch Lacha was already going with Shivas Aminim. Feed the Ritva, they have the opposite problem. If we know Shivas Aminim already at the beginning, then why do we need all of these steps? Well, if you ration Tosis, the Kash is the other way around. Tinuch Lacha was just on the model of benching. We never knew, we don't know yet about Shivas Aminim. We think Bechalta Vesavot HaRachta is only benching. And it's just a model, a paradigm, that if benching is La'achav, so Hillel should also be La'achav. And then later, but then we have, according to Rashi, we have this different problem. Up here we think the Echatim Sot the Raft is benching, and then down here we think it's going at Shivas Aminim. So the Goyin is Mashmi. The Goyin doesn't talk about Rashi and Tosis, he just talks about the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the Echatim Sot the Raft is only bread. I would have bet the Gemara of Shivas Aminim. Says the Goyin, in Echatim, it's only the level of Asmachta. And the Goyin, if I remember correctly, the Goyin speaks out, after all, you see that at the beginning of the Gemara assumed that it's only bread. And that's why the Gemara made a mahatzad from wine. I skipped this part. I mean, we didn't put it into the chart over here. But the Gemara had a tzad that we learned a mahatzad from kerem and kamo, from bread and grapes. It seems it's only bread. So you see, in fact, it makes it even stronger. You see the Gemara thinks that v'chalta v'sevot v'rach is only kamo, only bread. Bread and grapes. Not all Shivas Aminim. And then all of a sudden it becomes all Shivas Aminim. So he says, yeah, because we're scraping the bottom of the barrel, so we go to Asmachtas. Now, if you're the Ritva, this is also a problem with Sebu, a problem all by itself. What's this Mahatzad from Kam and Kerem? Making a Mahatzad from Kam and Kerem. Like, Kama is v'chalta v'sevot v'rachta, but v'chalta v'sevot v'rachta is not only going to bed, it's going to all Shivas Aminim. So what does the Gemara think over here? We're going to make a mahatzad from Kama and Kerem. Why do you make a bracha on bread? Because it says v'chalta v'sevot v'rachta. Well, in that pasuk it says all Shivas Aminim. So what's the Gemara knew from the beginning, according to the Ritva? So what does the Gemara think? We should make a mahatzad from Kama and from Kama. What is Kama? Why is Kama yachsin? Bread, Shivas Aminim, it's all the same thing. It's all the one v'chalta v'sevot v'rachta. And you see in the Ritva, I don't want to flog it in, you see in the Ritva, the Gemara knew it from the very beginning, that was the Kashrut Tinech Lachav. That Kerem is La'achav, because V'chalta V'savot Nebrach is going to Shivas Aminim. All right, here I need a Gili that's including grapes, or maybe, or it's not a Koyaseira, or whatever the Ritva grappled with, but the Kapanim, Lefi the Ritva, the whole Tinech La'achav was because grapes are one of the Shivas Aminim. So then it's just a very strange Gemara. So what's Ashkuch and Kerem? That's only grapes. What about other things? Oh, Kama. Matzah from Kama, but that's Satan is Beach. Oh, Shivas Aminim. All these intermediate steps. Kama is just Shivas Aminim. And we know Shivas Aminim from the very beginning.
Could it be the Gemara was just trying to go to the Divrei HaKol by doing Kama first?
Who's the Divrei HaKol? What's the
Machlokes? Not Eretz. Even if you go with the Fi Eretz Mafsik, the Kama is still
the Eretz. Yeah, but the Ritva holds that the Eretz Hifzik Inyan is only for how many brachas to make, but fundamentally V'chalta V'sevot is going at everything. So you could say that's only Mitzchadish at the end, but it's not true, because the Ritva says that was the whole Tinech L'Achav. The Ritva doesn't learn like Rashi and Tosis. That Tinech L'Achav, this means, well, by the paradigm and the model of bread, the bracha should be L'Achav. The Ritva learns that Tinech L'Achav is because Kerem is one of the Shivas Aminim, and it says V'chalta V'sevot that you make the bracha of Shivas Aminim L'Achav. Right, so why don't we need a pasuk Hillel at all? That he says, well, maybe for wine, I mean, the galad is even wine, where he says, it's time not a kasha because it's not a kroyaseira, I need it anyway for achli, v'hoder achli, so just the fact that it happens to be in the plural doesn't make it a kroyaseira. But kach, And the tinach le'achav is because we dash and v'chalta b'sevot v'rach and all shiva samin. So then this whole rat over here is very bizarre. Yeah, needs a hesba. Okay, we have to stop here.
This whole tinach le'achav was putting that line into the whole shiva.
I can't hear it. What? You know what? Let everybody go and then you'll legalize it.
I don't understand the hanukkah definition of Kashmir. Why can't it be that our mission, kind of our mission, is full of God?